Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Kumho tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance. Helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM. Let's create.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
James Harden, obviously, first ballot Hall of Famer, great player, all-time great
this
player.
This ain't the Life of Time Achievement Awards. We don't care
Chris
about
Paul,
all that.
Chris Paul, obviously, first ballot Hall of Famer, all-time great player. We will remember this run. This Rockets run, it will not go for naught. We will remember this as a really good team. But here's the problem. They're not going to win a championship.
Oh, you convinced of that?
They are going to be the Sacramento Kings of Chris Webber, Vlade Divac, Peja Stojakovic, Mike Bibby, and White Chocolate, also known as Jason Williams. That's who they're going to be. They're going to be the Phoenix Suns of Steve Nash, Amari Stoudemire, Sean Marion, Joe Johnson for a little bit of it.
Look at you. You're hanging them out there. They're down 0-2 after losing two road games to a dominant team, and you're already burying them for the rest of the...
They're done.
They're all done.
D-O-N-E.
When did Paul Pierce take your spot?
No, I'm telling you, they're not... This series is over. I'm not saying they're going to get swept. I don't think they'll get swept. But they're not winning this year. Now, Chris Paul is old. Is he going to be as good next year? Is he going to be as good? I think Mike D'Antoni, I really do. I know he doesn't have a championship. I really think he's a Hall of Fame coach.
I don't.
He helped change the game with his 7 seconds or less than Phoenix. He went to Phoenix and was great. He went to Houston and was great. Didn't win a championship, though. He had his struggles in L.A. and New York. I get it. But he has been, for the most part, a winning coach, a big-time winning coach in the regular season.
So if you put him in the Hall of Fame, where do you put a guy in who actually won a championship?
Isn't George Karl in the Hall of Fame? Check George Karl. I think he's in the Hall of Fame.
But it's not, remember, it's not
there the— There are a lot of coaches that didn't win championships.
It's not the NBA Hall of Fame. George Karl— What is he in for? Did he play
coaching?
He played a spectacular player. No, I know he played in North Carolina, right?
Yeah, but he wasn't spectacular.
I'm just asking, coaching what?
He's in for coaching.
Really?
Look at all the coaches in the Hall of Fame. George Karl's not in yet.
That's what I was going to say, Chris. Chris is like, really?
Look at all the coaches
glad,
in the Hall
I'm
of
glad
Fame.
I'm glad I feel better now because I'm trying to figure out what in the world.
Are there any NBA coaches that didn't win championships?
Look at you.
I think he's going to get
in. He ain't getting in.
I'm not saying he definitely will, but he might.
Oh, your argument changed about Mike D'Antoni. Now, all of a sudden, he's like,
I'm saying,
well, maybe he won't get in.
George Karl is in. I'm saying maybe George. I think his impact on the game. I mean, think of some of the team, like that Phoenix team. We remember them.
Yeah, for failing.
No, we remember them for
changing the game. They didn't do anything. They never got there. And this Houston Rockets team,
what I'm saying, Rob Parker, is we will remember them. They have made an imprint on the game
that
of basketball.
That don't mean you automatically should get into the Hall of Fame.
Well, now, I'm not, look, I just threw that out. That was like bonus. That Mike D'Antoni will be a Hall of Fame coach. That was just some bonus for you.
So basically you're going to say he's going to wind up being Jerry Sloan. Now, Jerry Sloan is in, and he won a long time.
Yeah, he is in for sure, Jerry Sloan?
Jerry Sloan. Right.
Okay, yeah.
Now, Jerry Sloan coached what?
Why can't he be
25 years or whatever, and they won
He got to the finals twice. Right. But he coached like
25 years. They won 50-something games almost every year.
Almost. Not quite every year.
But you know what I mean, am I right?
His run was more consistent. But now you're right. D'Antoni's never been to the finals. At least Sloan was there twice. I just think D'Antoni's had a huge impact on the game. But that's not
Don
even
Don Nelson's another guy who never won. But he's in the Hall of Fame.
Rob G whispering in your ear.
No, I'm just telling you. I'm an NBA guy. Donnie Nelson is in for sure.
Yeah. All right,
I'm an NBA guy.
Don Nelson. Now, Mike D'Antoni is a lot like Don Nelson. The gimmicky, you know, different style of doing it. That he's a lot like Don Nelson. So you just made my point. Thank you, Rob.
No, I didn't make your point.
Mike, if Don Nelson's in, you going to tell me Mike D'Antoni shouldn't be in?
No, because you thought that George Karl was in, and he's not in.
No, but Don Nelson's in, Mike D'Antoni will be in. But my point is this. I don't think they're going to win it. Now, you could tell me if Kevin Durant leaves Golden State, which we think he will, Houston, you know, everything's going to even out and Golden State will come down a notch and Houston will be right there with them and you have the teams in the
East. Well, that's what I'm saying. I get it,
but I still, and maybe I'll end up being wrong. I think this Houston Rockets team, you know what? I hope I'm wrong for James Harden's sake.
Because I really am a big fan of James Harden. And for James Harden to be that good and for him to come up empty, like totally empty, will be bad. Will be bad if he winds up being. Look who else?
Patrick Ewing.
Yep.
I could have thrown the Patrick Ewing's Knicks in that group too. Great teams. There were years, Rob, and I think you'll agree with me, where they were the second best team in the
NBA.
No doubt about it.
Right? No doubt.
And they just couldn't get past Jordan. They happened to be in the same conference as Michael Jordan.
The year that they won the first two games, I remember that they were up 2-0.
Yeah.
And that was a Charles Smith year when Charles Smith got blocked like eight times.
That's what he's remembered for, because that was it. I used to go to church with Charles.
Charles is a great
guy. Every time I saw him, that's what I thought of.
Wasn't he the mayor of Bridgeport, Connecticut? Or did he run for mayor?
Not that I know.
That's his hometown.
He's from Bridgeport, but I don't know if he ever was mayor.
I think he ran because he lived in Jersey. Yeah, no, he's a great guy.
He's a great guy, but every time I saw him at church, that's what I thought of. I think that's what everybody thought of, honestly.
All the men that knew basketball, I think that's the first thing that came to their mind. He was fouled at least three times.
But let me throw something else.
He didn't go up strong enough as a 6'10 guy.
Because it was Pippen and Jordan.
They fouled him two or three times.
But Patrick Ewing, here's the thing people forget. Patrick Ewing was on his butt 12 feet away, sitting there, kind of watching as Charles Smith's going up time and time again. So I'm just saying –
But I'm just, but you
it's,
know.
It's sad that that's, I mean, that's the first thing people think of. Charles Smith averaged 20 points.
No, he was a good player.
I don't know if he averaged 10 rebounds.
He was 20 a good player.
With the Clippers, he put up numbers. Was great in college, but anyway, I just, that's my feeling, Rob. A great team. And James Harden's going to be a Hall of Famer and all that, regardless of whether he ever wins a championship or even gets to the NBA Finals. But if he did win a championship, it would really put him, it would raise his stature. I think there's a great argument. I know he doesn't have the rings. I think there's a great argument that he's better than Dwayne Wade. If he can get a ring.
Yeah, no,
Wade led his team to one, but won two others with LeBron. But
no, if he
you know
can,
I mean?
Definitely. Well,
because Wade's run, as great as Wade was, and I think Wade's better because he was a better defender, but his run was shortened by the injuries.
Harden, the thing is, and I don't disagree with you, if Harden's able to win and then the numbers, like he averaged this year more – the most points since Michael Jordan, you know what
right,
I mean? Like,
right.
things that guys haven't done or been, and we're talking about Mike hasn't played in, what, 20 years or 15 years?
And guys haven't done it.
And guys haven't put up the numbers that Harden has been able to put up. Whether or not it's a score-friendly league, and I get all that, you still, nobody else is doing it.
I mean, he was six points ahead of the second leading scorer?
Yeah, wasn't even close.
So, now, and just to clarify, I do have Wade above Harden. Wade was more efficient. He was a better defender. But if Harden can win a ring, just one, then I think you got a case where he'll be able to make, if he continues this for several years, that he could move ahead of Wade and Broussard's Big Six.
Real quick, where would Westbrook be, say they won a championship next year, and he went 4 years in a row with a triple-double?
We count him as a point guard?
I'm just saying,
because you're throwing the triple-double.
Say he had the triple-double for a fourth year, and they won a championship last year. Wouldn't his stock skyrocket?
I don't think he's never going to be a top 10 player. You know, going on like a two or three championship stretch.
But I'm just saying, if he were to do that, that would change the way
that would change a lot. It would, yeah, I mean, you'd have to say, if he won a championship, like you said, triple-double next year, win the title, which right. I don't think they will. But
no, I know. I'm just saying. I'm just trying to see where.
He would have to. I think you'd have to throw him in the top 20 for sure.
I think so. Maybe
right?
15.
Yeah, I mean, because you're right. I mean, a championship
on top
and the
of
triple double,
right? For a fourth year in a row, when we went, how many years? 40 years without having a guy do it?
Yeah, there's no. I mean, no, but nobody's ever done it.
No,
seasons.
I know, but I'm just saying. But
yeah, him to have
he
done,
went from, no, from would, nobody doing change. It in 40 years to doing it 4 years in a row.
Man, that's a good question, because that would change everything.
I think it
you,
would.
As and you look, you could point out the low shooting percentage, 43%. Nothing. I don't know that there's anything you could do to pour water on what would be like,
especially
right,
numbers and a championship.
Right. That's what it. I don't think he'll get there. But yeah, that would Rob. That would.
I was just curious about
that. Yeah, that would. Again, you can't put him in the top 10. I don't believe.
No.
But he would be certainly top 20. Yeah, it'd be incredible. There's no doubt about it. But so you're not buying that these Rockets are going. You don't like the Sacramento Kings?
No, not yet.
The Phoenix
I just
Suns
think it's too era. Early to really.
But see, I look ahead
to do that. Okay,
you play it safe.
No,
look ahead.
I said the Lakers weren't going to make the playoffs. That ain't playing it safe.
Yeah, but you get mad at me when I tell you Westbrook will never win a championship, and these Rockets are going to end up being like the Nash Suns, the Weber Kings.
But you're talking about a guy who's got 8 years to play. I just can't. I don't know. What if KD and
so you only go out on the limb when it's safe?
No, not when it's
LeBron's
safe.
LeBron's at the end of his career.
No, I knew
Tom
it.
Tom Brady's at the end
no,
of his career.
No, I knew it. No,
you
that
know
ain't
you're
it.
Wrong on that.
No.
No, I think we got a pattern.
We don't have a pattern.
So you really not? You don't go out on as much a limb as Broussard.
Oh yes, I do, man.
I'm in the third person now. I
understand.
That, right?
I was trying to figure out who that was.
That's not a good look.
You talking about another Broussard that I should know?
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? if you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
There was an interesting article that came out today on SNY, and it talked about how
Sports New York.
Everyone has been talking about the Knicks, the Lakers, the Clippers when it comes to free agency. One team that has max cap room for not just one, but two superstars that no one has really been talking about. A team that is gritty, well-coached, well-run, and really like the Clippers East. The Brooklyn Nets, not really on the fans' radar, but this story on SNY today said the Nets are indeed on the superstar free agents' radar. League sources told SNY that Kevin Durant, Kawhi Leonard, and Tobias Harris will all consider joining Brooklyn when it's time to look at their free agency options this summer. Rob Parker, does that surprise you? What do you think about that?
Not surprised whatsoever. I know everybody, you know, it's always about the Knicks. But Brooklyn has a nice little thing going. Just like we talk about the Clippers and what they did this offseason. People didn't expect, Chris, we talk about it all the time. We used to look up every night and go, Nets won again? We did.
Right. No question.
And they put together a nice little season. They went to the playoffs. They shocked Philadelphia in game one, and then they lost the series. All fine. And I know it's the Brooklyn Nets, but they're in New York. They play in a beautiful building.
Well, we had Fat Joe on last week.
And he even said
and
that.
He said, man, I've been a Knicks fan my whole life, but I'm feeling Brooklyn. I'm thinking about, you know,
well, and you know
moving
why,
over.
And you know why he said that? Because Brooklyn was in the playoffs and the Knicks again were awful.
Right.
I mean, and it might benefit them because they might get Zion, right? With the, if they get the first overall pick. So if you have a bad year like that, at least you wind up getting something out of it. But the Knicks were awful to watch. And I'm sure there were people in New York who flipped over to see Brooklyn. D'Angelo Russell had a breakout year. All-star, right?
Speaking of which, if to clear up two max spots,
they'd have to renounce his rights.
Renounce D'Angelo.
Well, but that's to get two people. Right. I might not do that. I might get one.
I would
keep
him. I was going to get two, like if I could get Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, I renounce D'Angelo.
Yes, I agree with
and
that.
And they already had, D'Angelo, I guess, was their best guard. But Caris LeVert is legit. You saw that in the playoffs. And Spencer Dinwiddie is legit.
Well, who I got to see up close in Detroit when he was there. That's when I started to notice him. And he is a good player. So they got plenty of stuff there. It'll be definitely interesting to see. But I think people poo-poo Brooklyn. And it's funny because the Nets have always had the problem. They used to play in Jersey. And it was always, Chris, in New York, the fans would always pick different teams. You would be like the Yankees, the Giants, and the Rangers. And the other would be the Mets, the Jets, and the Islanders. The Knicks were both. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
The Nets were never.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Never went.
You didn't cover the Nets.
No,
did
I did.
You?
That was the first team I covered.
That's usually, you know, when they bring a beat writer into New York.
That's how you get broken
in. That's how you get broken in on that Nets beat.
We all did it.
Mike Freeman, who's now with Bleacher Report? Mike Wise, who was with the Washington Post with me at the time.
Like Curtis Bunn, Cliff Brown.
Selena Roberts, who people might remember from years ago.
I could go through a list.
We all broke in
on the Nets beat because it was like, okay, you can put them on the Nets. People aren't really paying attention.
Right.
In case they stink.
Right, no question.
And then you graduate to the Knicks beat.
That's how it's done. No doubt. And this will tell you all you need to know. When Jason Kidd was with the Nets, and they went to the finals. They went to the finals 2 years in a row.
It was like it didn't even happen.
Right.
Chris,
they weren't selling out games.
And there was no buzz in New York. People ask me, are they going crazy about the finals?
No.
I said, no. That's happening.
might as well have been the Charlotte Hornets as far as New York.
And it's only like 9 miles away, right? From Manhattan.
It's greater New York.
Right. It's right over the bridge.
Yeah.
But people didn't care. They really didn't
care.
Moving over to Brooklyn was the smartest business decision ever made because now you at least have people who
are
growing up.
There's at least more of a tie. I always said this, Rob, and you know how fondly New Yorkers remember the Patrick Ewing era.
Sure.
They got to the finals, twice?
Yep.
Didn't win it. I always said this. If that Jason Kidd team with Kenyon Martin, Kerry Kittles, and Keith Van Horn, and Richard Jefferson, if they had been the Knicks, that would have been bigger than the Ewing era.
No.
Because they were exciting. They weren't thug ball, beating you up, playing slow. They were fun to watch. They used to come to the Garden and play the Knicks and take over. And the crowd would be cheering for them because they'd have alley-oops from half court.
Oh, no, it was crazy.
It was crazy, yeah.
But I agree with you. I just think Brooklyn and the Nets have changed their image. The uniforms, people sport Brooklyn stuff like they never sported Nets stuff in New York.
No.
And now the Brooklyn, the black and white, Chris, goes with everything. A lot of people wear it. At one time, they were the number one selling jersey when they first came out.
I'm gonna give one more dose of Nets love.
Before I'm gonna pour reality drink on this thing. Before you douse them.
Right. I mean, look. Kyrie Irving grew up in New Jersey.
As a Nets fan.
Right around where I live in New Jersey. As a Nets fan, to your point. Big Nets fan. So you can add him to this list. He'll at least consider them. Now, the story, let me get to the reality, the real part of the situation. Of course, Kevin Durant, Kawhi Leonard, Kyrie Irving, and certainly Tobias Harris are going to consider the Nets? Consider the Nets? No free agent worth his salt is going to just write off a team that has two max salary slots.
No, I agree.
They'll be on the list. But the problem is they'll be way, way, way down low on the list. And I'm going to say this, Kevin Durant, going to the net, Rob, you know it. It is not the same. It is not even close to being the same as going to New York. And you and I sang, we sang the praises of what would happen for Kevin Durant if he went to New York and won a championship. If he wins a championship in Brooklyn, that'll be great. It'll be nice. Your own team.
There's no doubt about it. Your own team, no matter where, would be great.
But it won't be nearly, and correct me if you think I'm wrong, nearly as impactful as if he leads the New York Knicks.
No, I don't disagree with that. You know, I was born there.
It's not the same. It will not be. Right? It's a, and they're way down. It's not Yankees Mets. Right? It's not Giants Jets. You just said it. The Knicks have all been every New Yorker's favorite team.
Right. That's the difference, and because everybody else in all the other sports, there's a split.
Right, right.
That's why New York is like a weird sports town, because the Jets can do something, and people don't, half the city doesn't care.
Right.
Really doesn't care. Right? Yep. But the Knicks are always been.
Everybody's about the Knicks.
I agree.
Sorry,
and
Brooklyn. Look, Sean Marks has done a great job with the front office. Kenny Atkinson has done a great job coaching. The players have done a great job of playing with heart and winning above what anyone thought they could. But the Knicks is by far the more attractive situation as a free agent. Number one, the Knicks front office is not bad either. It's not, you know, the stumble bums that some of the guys they've had in the past.
No, the only problem they have is the
Scott
owner.
Right. Scott Perry's done a really good job. They cleared the room for two max guys.
Right.
You got a good coach in David Fizdale that players like. I know the team is horrible, but they've got room for two slots. That's the difference. If they only had room for one slot,
it wouldn't happen.
And Brooklyn had two, then you might say, okay, maybe Brooklyn. They've got two just like Brooklyn.
No, absolutely.
I agree.
I think it's hard. The Nets are in a tough spot because it's happening at the same time. If this was the Nets had the two slots, like you said, Knicks had one, Brooklyn would be on top because somebody would be coming with another guy.
Right.
And then you would also go, look at the nucleus, like the Clippers. This is the way you look at the Clippers. Look at what they have. Look at what you look at Lou Williams and these other guys coming off the bench, and you go, they got a team.
Here's the thing with the Clippers, too, because I know the Clippers have been, they've been as far down. Maybe the gap was bigger between the Lakers and the Clippers than the Knicks and the Nets just because the Lakers have been so good. The Knicks have been popular, but they don't win anything. But here's the thing. The Clippers, for a young generation, Rob, people don't remember the Clippers as this just horrible, moribund franchise.
Because
Chris Paul and Blake Griffin and DeAndre Jordan, for 8 years,
you
they've
talk
been
about
legit.
You want to talk about entertainment and high-flying and dunks. And
they've been legit, even though they haven't won it. So, and the Lakers have been bad for a lot of that time. So the Clippers aren't viewed as much of bottom feeders
as we know when I covered the NBA, you know, as a beat guy in the 8, the Clippers were a joke.
It was just
an absolute joke.
As much as I want Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving to team up just for the sake of the NBA, I think it'd be great for the league if they were to team up in Brooklyn. Yeah, it'd be nice. But I wouldn't be nearly as excited as if they team up in New York.
I get it. But I think those two guys coming together
anywhere. You can't poo-poo.
You were exactly. Am I right?
Nah,
I
mean,
Brooklyn would look at it and go, is like the real deal. Right?
They'd be a top team. There's no doubt.
No doubt.
But it just doesn't hold the same panache.
So what's your gut? You still believe?
Yeah,
is about the Knicks and that these guys are going
to
do it.
My gut is this. Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving go to the Knicks. Kawhi Leonard goes to the Clippers. Jimmy Butler, with or without Anthony Davis, ends up with the Lakers. Tobias Harris ends up re-signing in Philadelphia. Kemba Walker, he's a walker. He could end up with the Lakers if they don't get Anthony Davis. He'll be interesting. But that's kind of my feeling. Klay Thompson re-signs.
I don't think LeBron came here for Kemba Walker.
But what about Jimmy Butler?
If they
get Jimmy Butler and Kemba Walker, what do you?
I don't look at them as still winning a championship.
Yeah, it wouldn't be the favorite, but they'd be a good team if they stay healthy.
I'm not saying that they wouldn't be.
And LeBron
good.
Would have to have the right mentality of not being like, This is all I got. You know what I mean? Like, you have to buy
in. Because you would be like, seriously, and I'm not dissing those other two guys, but those would be booby prizes compared to what they what LeBron was expecting to get a big guy.
No question.
You had your sights on AD, 25 years old, stud, right? To two guys who are second tier stars.
No,
they're stars, but second tier.
No question.
Okay.
No question. And one more thing I'll throw out: DeMarcus Cousins. I think there's a good chance he could wind up back with the Warriors if they lose KD. Cousins can look at it like, nobody's going to give me big money.
But there's no big money coming. I was going to say,
it would be a mid-level, again, exception. A little bit like a raise on the mid-level exception, $6.4 million or something like that. But think about it. If Kevin Durant's gone, now he's going to average 20 points because he's going to be either the second or the third option.
Well, because there'll be points to be had.
Right, and he'll be a big part of that team, and they could win it again. If DeMarcus Cousins goes to Golden State and Kevin Durant leaves, I still think, assuming they win it this year, Golden State's the favorite.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Are you ready?
Hope you can take the heat like LeBron.
We're going big.
It's go time.
It's Broussard's Big Six.
All right, here we go. Broussard's Big Six. And this week, I am going to focus on who are the best big men, the six best big men in the NBA, and that is centers and power forwards. I did not include Giannis Antetokounmpo because I consider him a small forward. Throughout DeMarcus Cousins, too, because he's obviously banged up and damaged goods the last year or two. All right, at
number six,
LaMarcus Aldridge, San Antonio Spurs. Hate if you want, because he can't carry you to the promised land, but he still gives you 21-9 and has been the centerpiece of 50-win teams for the bulk of his career. So LaMarcus Aldridge at number six.
Number five,
Karl Anthony Towns. He has been ranked higher on this list in the past, but at some point, you got to start winning. I know the numbers are gaudy. 24, 23 points a night, 12 rebounds a game. You had an uptick when Jimmy Butler left you. But you still didn't win, and you had a good coach, Tom Thibodeau. Yeah. So I got to see some wins before I start singing the praises again of Karl Anthony Towns.
Number four,
Rudy Gobert. That's right, Rudy Gobert, the defensive phenom for the Utah Jazz. Doesn't give you a ton offensively. He'll get you 15, 16 points, but that's not really his game. His impact is on the defensive end, and you can win big with this guy. Utah has built its defensive system around him, and he delivers. He is a monster inside.
Number three.
Number three, you're going to be surprised by this one. Anthony Davis, kind of low. Kind of low, but again,
what?
Can a brother see some wins? You've been in the league too long now. We're not giving you the, he needs some help. You had Julius Randle with a great season. You had Drew Holiday, who's a very good point guard. You got a little bit of help. Nikola Mirotic was there for a while. And not to mention that he gets hurt quite a bit with nagging injuries. Anthony Davis might win a one-on-one contest of big men, but it's about winning and blending in with five or four others. And AD got to show me something.
Number two,
Joel Embiid. He would be number one, but he's banged up all the time, even now. Is he playing the next game or not? We're not sure. The knees are balky. Tendonitis. Some saying arthritis. It's not a good sign, and I can't count on him to be there every night. When he plays, he's phenomenal. No question about it. But the injuries have hurt him in Broussard's Big Six.
Number one.
Yep, you guessed it. Nikola Jokic can't jump a lick. I'm not even sure if he can dunk.
You all in on him.
The boy is bad. The boy is bad. He reminds me not the way he plays, but I watch him and I'm like, this is like Larry Bird. Can't jump, not athletic, not going to blow by you, but you can't stop him from getting his stuff off. The three-pointers, he's in the post. He's getting his layups off over high flyer, high risers. A tremendous passer, one of the best passing big men we've seen. Gives you double figures, rebounds a night. Shoots a high percentage. I mean, he's great, and he's a centerpiece of the second seed in the Western Conference. What type of damage you think he'd do if he was in the East or had a legit second star with him, even though I like Jamal Murray on the come up? And that's it. What you got to say about my Big Six, man? Disagree?
I don't disagree, because one of the things that you always talk about is doing it in the postseason. So you're staying true to yourself, so I can't argue with that, given that some of these other big guys haven't done enough in the postseason. So
right.
I think that's fair, and Jokic has been outstanding.
He's been tremendous. And when he got that attitude of going to score, that's when he's really tough. Like when he put 43 on the Spurs, not easy to do.
And those guys in Denver, they know they're listening. Are you trying to, like, make
Denver
make them feel
I love
good?
You, Denver.
Yeah, that's what
take care
doing.
Of a brother when I come to visit.
Listen to
I couple.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could. would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.